right. Thank you so much, Manny. We talked about the situation at the Chevron refinery in El Segundo with oil industry analyst Andy Lipow.
The unit that experienced the fire is known as a hydrocracking unit, and this particular unit produces a huge amount of jet fuel.
So he says the fire could pose problems for airports like LAX, but what about those gas prices?
I expect that in the short term, the wholesale price of gasoline is going to go up as the market awaits the damage repairs out of Chevron. But eventually, we're going to get an increase in imports coming into California in order to offset any loss that might be experienced on a long-term basis.
Lipow says, in his opinion, there is no need to panic on gas prices, at least not right now. Consumer watchdog President Jamie Court says Governor Newsom and the California Energy Commission will be partly to blame if gas prices shoot up because of the fire. He says they were supposed to put rules in place against price gouging and to make sure refineries have enough stored fuel during production outages.
We had this happen twice before with these refineries going down, the profits going through, there was price spike going through. That's why we called a special session. And I'm not understanding why they couldn't at least get these minimum inventory and resupply regulations in place. They're not that difficult. The price gouging penalty could be controversial, but I think it's the right thing to do. But these minimum inventory regulations and resupply regulations were in a minimum what we needed to do to protect ourselves, and the Energy Commission has totally whiffed. And they did it at the governor's office's urging because he wanted to go light on the oil refiners to keep them in the state. And this is what happens when you go light on the oil refiners. We'll see if it comes out in the pump the next couple of weeks, but I'm guessing it will.
Now, the Phillips 66 refinery in Wilmington, as well as the Valero refinery up north, they are set to close soon. As for the air quality following the fire, overnight, air monitors did pick up higher levels of VOCs. Those are chemicals released into the air, both at the refinery fence line and in nearby neighborhoods. Nahal Magarbi, Deputy Executive Officer of Communications for the South Coast Air Quality Management District, tells us that those levels have dropped back down to normal.